Senate leaders say they hope to quickly pass a bill that would create a retail marijuana market that the state would tax and regulate in Vermont. Backers say they want to have a relatively small tax rate on the sale of pot so that legal marijuana can compete economically with the black market. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has started its review of a so-called tax and regulate marijuana plan. Under this plan, the state would oversee the production and sale of marijuana at retail outlets across the state. The regulatory system would be very similar to the one the state currently uses for the sale of alcohol. Judiciary Chairman Dick Sears, who will be a lead sponsor of the bill, says he wants the full Senate to vote on this legislation in the next few weeks.
We certainly have voted on tax and regulate bills before, so to most senators, this won't be anything new.
A special marijuana commission recommended a state tax rate of 25% on the sale of pot. Sears says his bill will lower that rate to roughly 10%.
We want to keep the tax as low as possible in order to be competitive with the black market so that the consumer knows what they're buying. So that's an important distinction, I think, from the black market where you really don't know what you're getting.
Some senators who voted against a tax and regulate bill last session are rethinking their opposition. Windsor Senator Alice Nitka says a decision last year by lawmakers to legalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana is causing her to reconsider her opposition.
It's out there, so we should be regulating it. I mean, there's an issue, in my mind, of fentanyl being mixed in with marijuana now, and so we really need some regulation.
While the bill's prospects for passage are good in the Senate, they're less certain in the House. Governor Phil Scott says he'll likely support the bill if it includes an effective way to test and evaluate driver impairment. But he thinks the Senate is moving too quickly this year.
We should learn from other states. They're going through this. Others are going through this in real time, and we should learn from them. So if we're going to do this, let's go into this with our eyes wide open, make sure that we're doing it for the right reasons, and do it in a thoughtful manner so that we don't put anybody at risk.
But Sears disagrees and says the time has come for Vermont to pass this bill.
Soon you'll be going to New York to buy it, and soon you'll be going to Maine to buy it. So it seems like Vermont would be in the middle, and this is an opportunity to regulate, to make sure that what our people are buying, if they don't go to another state, is tested and is proper.
Sears says he'd support the use of a saliva test to determine if a driver is impaired by the use of marijuana, but only if law enforcement is first required to obtain a search warrant to administer the test. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.